Hi, my name is Denise, and a recorded line. Is this regarding the double Provera lawsuit?
Yes, I have a new claimant. Her name is Miss Tanya Taylor. That's Tonya, last name Taylor. Her best phone number is 936-240-0272. And she needs help with her depo claim.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I'll take it from here.
Right, Miss Taylor, she'll take you from here. Thanks so much for your patience,
Okay.
ma'am.
No problem. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Miss Taylor. How are you?
Hi. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. So once again, my name is Denise on a recorded line. I'm just looking at the information here, making sure we have everything. Tanya, Tonya, and then Taylor, Taylor. Phone number 936-240-0272. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Perfect. Okay, so let's get started with the questions here. First and
Okay.
foremost, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the double Provera lawsuit?
Yes, I think he already told me I did meet the criteria.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So they do their pre-screening and then we do it as well. And then once we're done with this,
Okay.
we transfer everything to the law firm. So, do you have an attorney assisting you with the claim?
No.
Okay. So, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Okay. And then, are we filing this claim on behalf of yourself?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then are you a resident and citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Perfect. And then were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking double Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Are you feeling better now?
Thank you. Yes, I am. It's a long journey.
Yeah, oh, good to hear that things are better for you now.
Thank you
And
so much.
yeah, absolutely. And then when was your date of diagnosis?
It was August of 2020, I believe August 15th, 2020. Sorry to
Okay.
forget all that.
So date of diagnosis, August 15th of 2020. Okay. And then can I get a date of birth, please?
Sure, it's 5/30/1991.
5/30/1991.
Yes.
Okay. And then, do you know of any friends, family members that were injured by the double Provera that we can also assist?
Not off the top of my head, no.
No. Okay. No problem. And then, did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive double Provera?
Yes.
Okay. And did you use depo provera for at least 1 year minimum? That would be the equivalent of four injections once every 3 months.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then within 1 year, can you confirm you have had at least four injections prior to diagnosis?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And did you use depo provera between 1992 through the present date? I guess we can answer that by me asking
Yes.
the start date. So when was the first time that you used the injection?
Yeah, I started getting those shots in like June of 2017.
June of 2017. Okay. And then when did you stop?
I stopped in August of 2020.
August of 2020. Okay. So then let me put that
That's
in
when I
here.
got diagnosed. Yeah.
Got it. Okay. So then usage start date, we'll put June of 2017. I do have to put an actual date. Would you say it was like the
Okay, no
beginning,
good.
the middle, the end?
It was actually around the end because it had to be like around the end because it would have been like after my period. So, yeah, it was the end of June.
Okay, so we'll put like around the 25th. Is that okay? let me look here.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. You can say like the 20, yeah, around the 26th.
29th, around there. Okay. I guess we can put, you said the end, so maybe like 6:29? Okay, 6:29 of 2017.
Okay, 6:29 is fine because it would be the end because my period started at the end of the month, so it would just be the end because I had to get it.
Got it.
After my
okay.
period, so yeah.
Okay, and then usage stop date. So then we'll put August of 2020, and we do have to put an actual date. So middle, beginning, or
okay.
end of August.
Beginning.
Okay. So around like 8:05. Would that be safe to say 8:05?
Yeah, that's safe to say because I went to the doctor August 15th and I got diagnosed. So yeah, you can say 8:05.
Okay.
Because I know it took me a couple weeks to get into the doctor's office.
Got it. Yeah, no problem. So we'll put 8:05. And then that answers our question. Did you use double Provera between January of 1992 through the present date? We will put yes for that question. And then let's see. Can you please confirm your gender for the recording?
Female.
Okay. And then your marital status?
Single, never married.
Okay. And then let me put your first name in here.
Okay.
T-O-N-Y-A. Okay. Is there a middle initial?
R for river.
Okay. And then let me put your last name in here. T-A-Y-L-O-R. Okay. And then we will be needing your social security in order for the law firm to verify your identity and for them to pull your medical records, Ms. Taylor.
Okay.
So whenever you're ready.
Okay, it's 644.
644?
Yes. 24. 0225.
0225. Okay. 644240225. Okay. And then I do have an email address here on file. And it is TONYAJ, V as in Victor, D as in dog, R as in river, I as in India, LL at yahoo.com. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then phone number 936-240-0272. Is that correct?
That is.
Okay. And then your, is this a cell phone?
Yes, ma'am. It's my cell
okay.
phone.
And then your contact preference, I do have to pick one. Would that be phone call, text, or email?
Text, I guess.
Okay. And the best time of the day to reach you, I do have to pick one. Morning, afternoon? Okay. Morning. And then can I get your address, please?
It's 6027. Burgess Drive, Katy, Texas, 77. Oh, I'm sorry. Burgess,
F-E-R-G-I-S.
Mm-hmm. Drive.
Okay.
And that's Katy, Texas, 77449.
Perfect. 6027 Fergus Drive, Texas, Katy, Texas, 77449. Mm-hmm. Is there a unit number or apartment number?
No, it's a house.
Okay. Perfect. And then now we get into the diagnosing doctor, and if we have to look him up, I will. Do you have the name?
For the doctor who diagnosed me.
Yes.
Yeah, her name is Rachel. Theriot, I can spell it for you.
Okay.
Rachel, R-A-C-H-E-L. And last name Therial is T-H-E-R.
T-H-E-R-I-A-U-L-T. U-L-T. Okay. Dr. Rachel Therielt. And then let me look her up here on Google. I did find Rachel MD.
She's a hematologist.
And then it says Texas Oncology Fort Worth Cancer Center. Does mm-hmm. that sound right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let me input this information here. Facility name. Okay. And then facility address. And then the phone number, I have an 817-413-1500. Is that okay?
Well, she's at the, she, I saw her at the hospital mm-hmm. in Katy. So,
I guess I meant, does that sound right? But I know sometimes you don't have it in front of you. So it's just a phone number that's online. So I'm assuming this would be okay to put down. Okay. And then, let's see. Okay, perfect. And then were there any prior cancer diagnosis, Ms. Taylor?
No.
Okay. And then as far as your medical treatment, who was your treating doctor? Was it the same doctor who diagnosed you?
Yeah, she did different treatments, but it was a different doctor who did the surgery.
Oh, I see. Okay. So, mm-hmm. So she treated you? Because she diagnosed you, and she also treated you, but then someone else did surgery. So why don't we put the surgeon's information on there?
Okay. His name is Wesley Jones. He's a neurosurgeon.
Wesley Jones, neurosurgeon. Okay. Let me look him up. In Texas. Is it Katy, Texas, or?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So was he also providing treatment other than the surgery?
I guess they were both kind of in.
Okay.
Yeah, but he just did the craniotomy to remove it, but she did the treatment.
She did the treatment. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I guess what we can do is put him in the notes here, in the medical notes. I'll put down that he did the surgery. What type of surgery did he do?
Craniotomy. It was to remove the tumor.
Brain area. Okay.
mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll put that in the notes, and then what I'll do is I'll put her information under the treating doctors. I'll just copy and paste the same information, and then I also included him in the medical notes, so they see that. Just give me 1 second here.
Hey, on the phone. Let me see. I'm on the phone, so come back when I finish.
Yeah, and then we're almost done here. As far as the prescribing doctor, they always want to know, like, who was providing you with, like, the depot.
Oh, that was Dr. Jerry Johnson.
Jerry Johnson.
Dr. Jerry L. and Luskin. Yeah, and Luskin. He's an OBGYN. Jerry Johnson, he's in Luskin.
Texas as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Jerry L. Johnson.
Okay. Let's see.
He's at 503 John Reddit, South John Reddit.
Okay. Let me look him up here really quickly. Dr. Jerry Johnson, MD, gynecology. I did find him on here. Let me just copy and paste this information.
Okay.
Perfect. 503 South John Reddit, Lufkin,
mm-hmm.
Texas. Okay. And then a phone number, 936-634-6636. Okay. And then facility name. Let's see.
I think it's just his name.
It's just his name. Okay. Yeah, I don't really
see.
Yeah,
I don't think it's really a facility name. I've been going to him for a long time, so it's just, yeah.
It looks like it says Woodland Heights Medical Center. I guess
Woodland Heights is the hospital right beside.
Oh, it's right
office.
Beside. Okay, got it.
Yeah, Woodland Heights is a bit. I'm from Lufkin, so.
Oh, okay.
You know, yeah, but Woodland Heights is a hospital right beside his location.
Okay. Got it.
He does his deliveries at Woodland Heights, but it's a different facility.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then as far as pharmacy name, did you ever get Debo at the pharmacy or was it with Jerry L. Johnson?
CVS.
CVS. Okay. So mm-hmm. we'll put CVS as well. And then the CVS is in the same area? Lufkin?
The CVS is in the same. Yeah.
Okay. Let me look it up really quickly. Was it the one on 1204 East Lufkin Avenue?
Mm-hmm.
1204. That's the first one that came up.
Let me see. There's a few of them there.
I'm also seeing one on Frank Street.
No, I didn't go all the way to Frank. No,
okay.
On the other side. It's closer to his location, but that's not the one I would have went to.
Oh, okay. The one I keep
it
seeing
has
is
to be that one because it's only those two. You got the one on Frank, and then the one right there by.
Yeah, and
that
then
one
the
is
one.
By Church's Chicken, I believe.
Should we? Does the 1204 not sound familiar?
It sounds familiar. I guess it's just the address. I'm trying to think. I think I might have got it in Katy sometimes too.
We could put this one.
I know which one I got it from in Katy, but it was sometimes in Lufkin too.
No problem. If you got it in Lufkin, we can put this one in here. So I put CVS 1204 East Lufkin Avenue, Lufkin, Texas 75901. Phone number 936-634-3344. And then I also put in the medical notes Wesley H. Jones, MD, neurosurgeon. He performed the surgery to remove the tumor. And then do you have a copy of your medical records?
Yes, I do.
Okay, perfect. Can you provide these medical records by mail or electronically or both?
Both.
Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or apart from you?
Apart.
Okay. Can I get the first name?
Rolanda. R-A-L-O-N-D-A.
Okay.
Taylor.
Same as your last name. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then phone number?
Phone number is 936-299-0469.
936-299-0469. Rolanda Taylor. And relationship?
Sister.
Okay. And then would you like to provide an email address for your sister?
No, she doesn't. She's not too email savvy.
Okay, no problem. I'll put your email in there for that section. And then does she live in Texas as well?
Yes.
Okay. And then let's see, it looks like we're done. I'm just going to review everything one more time really quickly to make sure that there are no typos.
Because I do want to change the pharmacy, because I know a lot of times I was picking my medicine up here by my house in Katy on Fry Road. So
okay.
I just found the one I was, it's right here by my house, and I would get this one and go straight to Dr. Johnson. So
no problem at all. We could absolutely do
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
because
I'm not,
so.
I know the one in Luskin, maybe they were sending it to his office. I can't really remember, but I know I got it by close to my house a lot.
Yeah, we could definitely do that. Can you give me the address, please, so we can change that?
Yeah, let's see, 3103 North Fry Road.
Fry,
F-R-Y.
Oh, Fry Road in Katy, Texas. Okay. Let's look it up really quickly. Okay. So I'll put this address in there.
Yeah, that's more familiar, so I don't want to be trying to figure out which one in Luskin, and I know for sure I got it from the one by my house.
Yeah, no problem at all. And then I'm looking for a phone number. I don't see a phone number. Usually it's right there. Oh, here it is. Is this it? I just found it. I have a phone number of 281-646-2964. So let's see, 281-646-2964. Okay, perfect. So I did change that. And
thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's go through this really quickly. Make sure we didn't miss anything. I'll go down the list, and then if anything is wrong, please stop me so we could correct it. Okay.
Okay.
So you would like to participate in the double Provera lawsuit. You do not have an attorney. You have not signed anything for a law firm. We're filing this claim on behalf of yourself. You were diagnosed with meningioma after taking double Provera for at least 1 year. Date of diagnosis, 8/15 of 2020. Date of birth, 5/30/1991. And then usage start date, 6/29 of 2017. Usage stop date, August 5th of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Female, single, 644-240225, Social Security. I have an email of Tanya, JVDRILL @yahoo.com. I have a phone number of 936-240-0272. Address 6027 Fergus Drive, Katy, Texas, 77449.
Mm-hmm.
And then it looks like we have everything else as far as emergency contact, okay. All the doctor information. Does that sound right to you, everything?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. So what will happen now, I will be sending you a DocuSign. You should be receiving that in your email. And then once you do receive it, it will prompt you on where to sign and where to initial. And then if you have any questions while you're doing that, I'll be right here to help you.
Okay. I'm just waiting to receive it.
Okay.
Oh, I just got it.
Perfect.
Okay. And what is all this?
So this is a retainer. This gives the law firm permission to contact you. So they're not able to contact you unless all this is signed. And then everything we just did, it has that information in there as well. And then once they receive it, usually I always tell everyone to give it a week or two for them to contact you. And then once they contact you, they will review everything with you and give you status updates on your case and provide you with settlement amounts and time frames and all that good stuff.
Okay, you said about a week.
Yeah, I mean, I always like to say a week or two. It might be sooner, but just to be on the safe side, okay. Sometimes you don't know, like, how busy their office may get. So mm-hmm. I always say a week or two. But,
okay.
Yeah, and then I'll also be providing you with my direct line so you can call me if, for whatever reason, you can't get a hold of them or they haven't reached out to you. You're more than welcome to call me, and I can do a transfer. I can transfer you to their office. And then let me look here. It looks like you filled everything out. I did receive it. Let me just review it. Signature, initials, perfect. Awesome. So it looks like I have everything I need. And I will be sending you a message as well with all my information and also the law firm's information, Ms. Taylor, okay? Thank you for sharing your story with me. I do wish the best for you.
Problem.
Hopefully things get gradually better one day at a time, right?
Yeah, they have been.
One day at a time,
All of it.
It's like we have like no control of what happens to us, but all we can control is...
Man.
You know, our attitude.
You know, it's like these companies make certain stuff knowing what's going to, you know, knowing what the outcome could possibly be. So it's like we just got to pay more attention.
Yeah.
It's a life lesson.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Got to keep moving.
Yes, absolutely. I do wish you the best. And again, I'll be sending you my information shortly. Okay, Ms. Taylor?
Okay.
Have a wonderful
Thank
rest
you so
of
much.
Your day. Absolutely.
You too, Miss Denise.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye.